I think the brain, as much as I thought I knew about the body with what I do for a living, I don't know a whole lot about the brain.
Can I ask
Aside
you a
from the
question?
fact
I
that
mean, you're scaring the hell out of yourself. And
Yeah.
I mean, in talking to you right now, you sound exhausted.
I am.
And I know that the pain is exhausting. I know that the pain is exhausting, is unrelenting, especially when you feel like you can't get a break. If you have back pain and you lie down, at least you can get a break. But when you have the kind of pain that you have and you feel like it's not affected by position that much, it's unrelenting. But I'm wondering if just the incessant fears, if the fact that your mind is constantly terrifying you, like you talked about dozens or hundreds or maybe even thousands of times per day, if that's exhausting you also.
Yeah, it's thousands. Yeah, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. And that's just like my pattern, because like I told you, before this all started, it would have been about, my son's education, or, it would have been, there would be something that I would focus on, just,
There'd be some way that your mind would find to terrify you.
Yeah.
Even before the pain started, your son's education, am I going to be a good mom?
Oh,
Is my marriage
yeah.
going to work out?
Yeah, everything, something. Absolutely.
Do you have any emotions or feelings about the fact that you're being treated this way by this part of your mind that is like a dictator?
I think it sucks, but I just think that
No, that's a thought. That's a thought. Do you have any emotions about the fact that you're being exposed to this kind of relentless treatment?
You've brought it to my awareness, but like I said, I think it was so habitual and so normal for me. I didn't know there was any other way to think, because of my childhood and things that happened. I was just always in this state.
The way that you're treated and what you're exposed to day after day and minute after minute is incredible amount of psychological suffering. Like it has you thinking, do I even want to live? Is this ever going to go away? I mean, it's so powerful that it has you, it's just totally robbing you of your joy for life. And so, you're responding to me like, yeah. I know this is suffering. You've told me that I didn't realize that before, but do you have any feeling about the fact that you're exposed to this? Any emotion right now? I'm hearing emotion in your voice, but
I feel sad, but I don't think it was until you brought it up to me that I really felt it.
how do you know you feel sad right now?
I mean, because I do, but I didn't, I didn't, I can't really pinpoint. I mean, when you bring it up, certainly it's very sad that I'm going through this, but I don't feel that on a day-to-day basis, maybe because I'm just so focused
You
on.
right now it sounds to me like there's a lot of sadness in your voice that you're kind of keeping it together.
Right.
And when I ask you, how do you know that you're sad, and you say because I do, it almost seems to me like you're holding back from feeling the depth of the sadness that you feel right now. It's like you're
Right.
working so hard to stay in control.
Right.
Why are you fighting so hard? Your emotions are a part of you. It's like sending your emotions away is like sending away a part of yourself.
I mean, I don't know, probably because I have to keep it together. I have two little kids, and I don't want to scare the hell out of them. And when I'm not around my kids, I'm around clients, I'm around my husband, who doesn't necessarily want to see my emotions. So, yeah, I guess I just had to hold it together,
Well, you're not around your kids, and you're not around your clients, and you're not around your husband right now.
Right.
There's the sadness right now that's clearly in your voice, but instead of allowing yourself to really feel it, it's like you're keeping it together for me. I don't need you to protect me.
Right. Right. I get it, yeah. I mean, can't explain why, you know, I do this. I really can't. That's just, I just,
I don't need you to. I want you to bring your attention to the feeling, the physical feeling of the sadness, the heaviness in your chest or your stomach, or the softness in your eyes right now. I told you before, emotions actually start in the body.
Okay.
And see if you can just bring your attention, not to the anxiety, not to the pain, but actually to the physiological sensation, the feeling of the sadness. And just take a couple breaths and let yourself know. Just give yourself permission. It's okay to feel sad right now in this moment. You don't need to keep it in. You don't need to protect me. You don't need to be strong.
Okay.
What are you feeling right now?
I mean, I feel sad.
Good. Just let yourself feel sad. You know, with the way that you treat yourself, and not on purpose, not intentionally, not because you want to, you know, be cruel to yourself, but just because of the messages and the patterns that you learned.
Right.
You terrify yourself. You put an enormous amount of pressure on yourself. And I can't imagine the amount of sadness that you would feel if either of your children were exposed to something like that. And it makes all the sense in the world that you would have sadness just associated with this way of living.
Right.
It's important that you let yourself connect with this feeling. And give yourself permission, give yourself the message, you do not need to hold this in right now. You don't need to spend so much energy holding it together. You can let yourself just feel what you're feeling. Can you give yourself that permission?
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
Good. This is a way of really treating your emotions like they matter. I think you spend so much time sending your feelings away and working to stay in control. And right now, I mean, what I just saw in talking to you was you finally let yourself just feel what you're feeling. And I imagine that you would feel an immense amount of sadness for what you're exposed to on a day-to-day basis. I'm not just talking about the pain for the last couple of months, but the relentless, unending barrage of fear thoughts and pressure and demands and expectations.
Right.
I think that would make anyone sad.
Right.